Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. You don't have to take my word for it. More than 300 five-star Google reviews over at Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty. You call them, they'll come out to your home, and they'll make you an instant cash offer. And it won't be like the instant cash offer that you get from those robocalls or anything like that. He lives here, man. He's a Memphis broker, and he doesn't want you to get ripped off. He's going to give you a full price offer, full market price offer for your home. When you're selling your home, it's tough because you don't know how much it's going to sell for it and you don't know when it's going to sell. Well, this solves both of those issues. So if you're thinking about selling your home, once again, Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147 or joshhasthebuyers.com. We got Harrington, then Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm late to get to Chris, so this is going to be a short one. But Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Rockin' Around in NYC by Marshall Crenshaw from his great early 80s eponymously titled debut album. That's for the Grizzlies, who canceled Shoot Around this morning, and so hopefully they're just rocking around in NYC right now.
Knicks tonight. Tell me about the Knicks.
Knicks are good. Knicks might be the best team in the East, certainly among the candidates. They have, I think, the second-ranked offense in the NBA right now. Also, I think they've had a top-10 defense. New head coach Mike Brown seems to be settling in pretty well. The main thing they've changed is that he's questionable tonight, Mitchell Robinson, the center, but they've gone bigger, starting Robinson at center when he's available and Karl-Anthony Towns at the four. And so they play a really big team around Jalen Brunson, who is not so big. But that team's really good.
And a tough challenge for Ja, right? I mean, they got so many long-arm defenders.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're going to have Jalen Brunson on Ja very much, so they'll probably be OG Anunoby, who's one of the best defensive players in the league, Mikal Bridges, who's maybe not what he used to be defensively, but still, a good defensive matchup for Ja, given his length. And then you got to get a true big at the rim if Mitchell Robinson plays. And so, yeah, that's a pretty good defensive alignment.
Obviously, it's a big stage, and the Grizzlies have, when was the Ja Jaren we hear, whatever it was thing, the press conference? Was that their first year together?
Yeah, those are two different games. We hear was Desmond Bane at the end of the season against Brooklyn. John Jaren was the ninja, the unicorn, we run up the chimney or whatever stuff.
We run up the chimney. Was that year two of them together? Or was that
we ain't ducking no smoke? We run up the chimney. That was I don't remember what year it was, but it was early on. It was before the bad times. It was before the suspensions and all of that. So it was somewhere in those first three seasons. Yeah.
I guess my question is: do you think drama, like you don't want drama to play out anywhere, right? Under any circumstances, do you think this stuff will? Whatever, are they going to get hard questions tonight? Is that like is there going to be a spotlight? Is this a certain fragility or whatever, an opportunity for them to blow up again because they're in New York?
There will be more of a visiting, they're the visitors, but there'll be more of a non-Memphis media presence around the Grizzlies at this game probably than there's been in any game this year. I don't know. Drew initially was going to go to these games, and then for various reasons I won't get into, he ended up not doing the trip. So I don't know if there'll be any Memphis people there. But there'll be lots of national and New York people there, because lots of national people are based in New York.
Right.
And the Grizzlies have been – there is a little bit of a – I was talking to somebody at the game, the Grizzlies game against Dallas on Friday. And they were talking about how, some NBA drama is like a relay race. Like, you hand the baton to somebody else, and it felt like that night maybe the Grizzlies are going to hand the baton to the Mavericks. And sure enough, the Mavericks are the team in the spotlight today.
Yeah.
Not the Grizzlies anymore. But, this will be Grizzlies have been recently in the spotlight, and this will be the chance for a lot of people to sort of, try to poke around on that. So I'm sure that will be happening.
Yeah, speaking of the Mavs, reports out they're firing Nico. It seems like they had to, right?
Well, it's not like Nico Harrison on his own traded Luka Doncic. Like that, those kind of things happen at the ownership organizational level, ultimately. Maybe Nico talked ownership into doing it. Certainly the fans blamed him, and they were very vocal in doing so. And it is such a mess in terms of how bad the Mavs are and how good the Lakers are and how good Luka is, that it's so stark that it felt like it was an untenable situation. The question now is they're going to do with what they transparently need to do, which is just completely go full bore into build for the future with Cooper Flagg, which should have done the second they won the lottery. That's what they should have done.
And what pieces? Anthony Davis obviously is the obvious piece to be shipped off.
He's the big one. Kyrie Irving is injured and won't play for a while, so you got to put that on the back burner. Anthony Davis is not currently playing, but once you get him on the floor and people see him, he has to be available for whatever the best deal you can get is. And they have some other like secondary pieces that, you know, if they want to try to deal in season, I think they could get, you know, get massive return. I mean, you get positive return on T.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford particularly. But really all they got, it's not just Cooper Flagg. They have Derek Lively, who's also injured, but it's also a building block kind of player. But you start with those two players and you have your draft pick this summer, and you got to be all about Cooper Flagg and losing this season. Like that's what they are anyway.
The losing's working out.
Consciously yeah, exactly. Do that. Yeah.
They got to embrace it. All right. Your piece went up yesterday, the one we talked about, your weekly column on the Grizzlies, and some things in there I wanted to touch on really quick. One is you're talking about Isolo, and this was his phrase, that he has strong beliefs weakly held. What did that mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's not like that's not his coinage. That's a phrase that's right. That exists in the world that he used. It means that it's basically a commentary on the adaptability and pragmatism he's talked about, which is that, you know, you have real opinions about what you believe in from a basketball standpoint, but you're not so rigid that you ignore evidence. That you believe in things and you study the situation and you have beliefs, but you're not so unyielding in those beliefs that you're not willing to adapt as evidence accumulates, as circumstances change. And so that's you know, I don't know what the origin of that phrase is. You could right. Google it and probably find out. But
that's what
you
know,
that's sort of
right.
I think what he means by that.
So he has an inkling, right? Okay. And then the Jaren stuff that you refer to, that his usage rate is low, but his scoring efficiency is high. I missed somehow the whole, you said that Isolo was noted that his scoring efficiency is numbers are high and that irritated people. I missed this whole little thing. What happened there?
I mean, I don't remember what the context of the question was, but someone asked him about like Jaren, not Jaren scoring being down. And Isolo just sort of observed, you know, his true shooting percentage is the highest of his career. And I think some people took that as like, you know, we don't, you know, that the offense is working well with Jaren because he's, you know, I don't think he was trying to say his scoring.
He wasn't claiming victory. He wasn't saying what a genius I am.
No. But I think, I don't know, there's such a weird, and some of it, I think there's an element of xenophobia sometimes underneath it that's not examined, but people have gotten sensitive to, like, you know, the lack of traditional coach speak with Isolo, I guess, and like, or the references to quote unquote analytics, which is a stupid word in the context of sports. But there were people immediately were like, oh, true shooting percentage. So we're going to love hearing about true shooting percentage. And then sure enough, I saw people on social media complain about it.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. As you point out, though, as much as is his offensive output is a concern, really maybe more so what's happened with Jaren defensively. How has he been defensively?
Well, he is not, I mean, his individual, to a degree, individual defensive numbers matter, and there's a limit to that. They're certainly down. But the bigger issue to me is that the team defense has actually been worse than Jaren's minutes. I don't think that's necessarily his commentary strictly on Jaren. I don't think Jaren makes the defense worse, but he's not elevating the defense. His presence is not elevating team defense in the way it often has in the past. And I've said from the day he was drafted, Jaren is really a defense first player. And as good as he's become offensively, I still think the most important part of him is on the defensive end and what he can do, what he's done in the past and is capable of doing to anchor and elevate a team defense. And that's just not happening right now. I think it's sort of gone unnoticed because of all the focus on the offensive issues, and maybe the focus on the offensive stuff is to some degree taken away from that part of his game. But I think it's important to maximize Jaren. To me, it starts out with maximizing his defensive impact, not maximizing his scoring.
When he was drafted, there was the thought that he would be, again, center, whatever, that he would be a five, right? And it has evolved that he is really seems to be at his most effective next to a true center, so he can be a roving pterodactyl out there?
If you're about Jaren specifically, I think if you really dig into it, you'll see a lot of his best offensive work has come when he has played in more of those smaller configurations. But the defense, the team defense has been at its best generally in the bigger lineups where he sort of roams. I was more of a roaming shot contester than anchor the rim guy. I think one thing that's happened, since he's been drafted is that the league has changed. And there was a thought at that point that centers were being devalued and everyone's going smaller all the time, and you had to have that kind of player. And I think you've seen the league go back to the double big lineup. We were just talking about New York at the beginning of the segment, and they literally have done that this year. They've gone back to playing Karl-Anthony Towns, who's bigger than Jaren, at the four, not the five. And I think a lot of teams around the league have gone back to bigger front courts. Jaren has always been a tweener big. I mean, when he got drafted, the main guy I compared to was Rasheed Wallace, who was mostly a power forward, but sometimes he would play center. And Jaren is kind of a combo big in that way. He always has been.
And then finally, you point out that this would be a good trip to have sharpened up your three-point defense. Is that right?
Yeah, so New York, Boston, and then Cleveland, who they play on Saturday, or at least when I wrote this, these numbers change every day. They were three of the top four teams in three-point attempts per game. Not all shooting as well. Boston's actually been pretty down percentage-wise, even though they take an enormous amount of threes. But these are all teams that get up a lot of threes, and New York and Cleveland at least have been making a lot of them.
Wild night last night in addition to the fire Nico, and that came true, stuff in Dallas as the Bucks came back to beat the Mavs. We had Desmond Bane hitting a three-pointer to lift Orlando to victory. Mind you, I think he was 0 of 8.
He
was 0 of 8 at the time that he hoisted that one. What has happened? He's averaging 14 points a game, 43% shooting, 29% from three. What do you think is happening with Desmond Bane?
I think there's a little bit of a fantasy basketball versus real basketball problem in Orlando. I think, you put three guys out there who are all, basically were 20-point scorers, and you think, well, that works great. But you also have to play them together, and none of them are point guards. And so you have three guys who are all 2-3-4 players who all, are good with the ball and good at scoring, but none of them have proven to be guy either point guards or guys you can run a team offense through. You can run a team offense with players who are point guards like Nikola Jokic. But I don't think Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and Desmond Bane have any of them have proven you can really run a team offense through them. They've proven they themselves can get buckets, and maybe they can be good secondary guys. But to me, that's a team that's got scores but doesn't really fit. And the coach seems to be not doing a great job of taking these pieces that aren't a natural fit and sort of creatively making them fit. So I think there's a real issue there. I think the performance is beneath the talent. And when you really look at how the talent does or doesn't fit, it's not surprising. But the real glaring thing is that the defense has fallen off. And that was a top five defense last year. And I haven't watched enough Orlando to have specific ideas of what's going on. But you wonder if it's, to some degree, because I feel like this has happened with the Grizzlies from time to time. There's been so much focus on the offense and improving the offense and making the new pieces work on offense that the focus on defense has slipped. And so we'll see. But I thought from the jump, like, I really like Desmond Bane and I really like Jalen Suggs, but they're both like secondary guards, not lead guards. And so you had two secondary guards.
And I know last year you were all on Detroit making a big leap, and they did. And now they've won seven straight. Cade got up 45 shots last night, made 14 of them, but they win. They've won seven straight. Do you take them seriously as a contender in the East?
And I did not predict them to be like a top two or three seed in terms of regular season record. I think I had them fourth, maybe. I'd have to go back and look. But when Drew and I did our preseason preview podcast, I didn't do this in the thing I wrote because I just picked the finals. I picked the Thunder and the Knicks. But one of Drew's questions was like, what are the conference finalists? Like, what are the top two in the playoffs? And I had the Pistons. I had Knicks over Pistons in my Eastern Conference Finals. Wow. And so, yeah, I believed in the Pistons taking another step. I wondered about, they sort of didn't make they didn't push the chips in this summer. The pieces are there to do that in season. A lot of people wonder if they're going to be a Lauri Markkanen team. But I think Cade Cunningham is maybe the second best player in the East off the top of my head after Giannis, unless I'm forgetting somebody. He is sort of poor man's Luka in the way that just the big guard who can control everything and lead a team. And I think there's a good team defense around them. I've always liked Jalen Duren. He's someone who his defensive performance lagged behind his defensive ability, but that's kind of not that. That's okay if you're so young. As I always thought that maybe the performance would catch up with the ability as he got a little bit more experience, and that seems to have happened. He's had a really big breakout season. I really like Asar Thompson, Ron Holland. Yeah, I really like that team a lot.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian, the Grizz and Knicks tonight. If you're feeling poorly, head on into Pro Health. I've told you a lot of things they do there. They're kind of a one-stop shop for health, including testosterone replacement, weight loss shot, all of that. But let's not forget sick visits. Like, we're coming upon flu, sinus, strep season, and you don't want to spend your whole life certainly at the ER or even in a waiting room. ProHealth can get you in and out fast. Most visits at ProHealth take under 30 minutes. You can just walk in, you get treated, and get back to your life. You walk in, you get better, you get back to your life. It's what healthcare should be. It's ProHealth. They've got a Germantown location, Collierville location, Bartlett location, Arlington location, and two in East Memphis. To learn more, again, if you're sick, you want to know where to go, just go to ProHealthMemphis.com. Find the location nearest you. When we come back, Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Charles is, of course, the author of three New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand, joins me now from Washington, D.C., where in the trial of the century, and I did update people about the results last
week,
Charles.
I really appreciated you letting people know the news, yes. The subway.
You didn't even let me get the sentence out before you interrupted me.
Go ahead, you go ahead.
Literally, we're off to a bad start.
It's my segment.
I'll complete my sentences, and you complete your sentences, and then we'll be okay. So, trial of the century, they did the Subway sandwich. Sean Dunn, who threw the Subway sandwich at the officer, he got off.
Customs and Border Patrol. You said he was ICE.
ICE.
Customs and Border. ICE hadn't come yet.
Okay.
The ICE age hadn't come to Washington yet.
He got off. What do you want to add?
Well, he got off. He was acquitted in a full-scale 4-day trial,
right?
In which the officer said the sub exploded
against his
bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I recall
and
that.
Splattered him with onions and mustard.
Oh no!
And then, sadly for the credibility of police swearing to tell the truth under oath, there was video and photography showing the sub wrapped in its paper on the ground at his feet. So it didn't explode. It did not explode.
Exploded internally. Inside it exploded. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it exploded in his imagination.
Uh-huh.
There were two key questions that hadn't been answered in this trial.
Yeah.
One was, where did the sub come from? And it did, in fact, come from Subway, which is experiencing a lot of financial problems. So I'm glad they got some.
Do we know, by the way, did he get the sub to throw it, or did he get it to eat it and then happen to throw it? Do we know that?
We do not know that, although I assume he got it to eat it because, in fact, this was what would have been considered, you know, a protest of opportunity. No one gets a sub and says, I'm going to throw it. It's not like a pie. People do buy pies with the intent of throwing them in somebody's
right.
face.
That's true.
No one buys a sub.
And sub thinks, I'm gonna, for that.
And if you're going to do that, Subway, kind of an expensive way to go these days. High quality. The second thing we didn't learn is what kind of sub it was. And I'm kind of appalled at the lack of curiosity of both the reporters and the attorneys. What kind of sub was it?
We don't know if it was tuna or turkey or whatever. We just don't have any idea. We don't have any idea.
And
what
we do
flavor.
Know that a sub thrown in frustration at a customs officer who you are protesting does not constitute assault. We also know that. Anyway, okay. There you go. That's
all right. Before we get to the tariffs, I want to let's just go ahead. The shutdown is over, or at least is about to be over. Evidently, though, like our flights aren't going to be fully restored for a few days. What's the update on all this, Charles?
You're basically giving out all the news.
If that's all the news, we don't need this segment. Me wondering whether the flights are going to be another
Friday on Tuesday. With Jeff Calkins filling in.
Right.
First of all, the Senate, so I'm sure people know, the Senate has voted to end the shutdown.
Okay.
What that means is they have passed a bill that funds the government of the United States. All the way, God, this is so great.
Yeah.
to January 31st.
January 31st.
These people have just put everybody, including themselves, through this excruciating period of 42 days as of today, and they barely funding it for 42 days, right? What is January 30th is 60 plus 1979 days. It seems ridiculous. And the conventional wisdom is that the Democrats were insisting that healthcare insurance subsidies be extended, and they did not even get a vote on that.
Nope.
And so the conventional wisdom is that the Democrats lost. But here at day 42, with no money for 42 million Americans who rely on food assistance, and the air traffic system beginning to wilt under the pressure, there were clearly some Democrats who said the pain is enough. And they did extract a few concessions. Food stamps, for instance, there are only three things that are going to be funded for a year beyond January 31st, and food stamps is one of them. So food stamps won't be a weapon in the next shutdown fight in 79 days. Here's two problems. One is Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, has agreed to nothing. He has called his group back, but it's not clear that all the Republicans
they're going to vote for it. Trump has said he likes the bill.
And if Trump has said he likes the bill
and the senators have voted the bill, and now and it Trump literally
to,
would be on the Republican
going
House,
to
they're going to say, they're going to vote.
You think they'll do it? You think
but they got to be convened, right? That hasn't happened yet, which is why.
That hasn't happened. Yeah. And they got to vote and they got to debate. And so in any case, it's not clear to me when people get their paychecks, but the problem with the air traffic control system is air traffic controllers calling in sick. The head of the union said yesterday, air traffic controllers are driving Uber, driving DoorDash, and donating blood to make money because they haven't had a paycheck in 42 days. And so, so that's kind of sad. You know, that's kind of sad. I don't think anybody should have to work without a paycheck. You know, it's illegal to say, I don't have any money at my grocery store. I don't have any money at my software company. I'm not going to pay you for 42 days.
No.
The rest of the world can't do that. And so that pain has been extraordinary. Oddly, Donald Trump picked yesterday to attack air traffic controllers, which was an odd thing. So anyway, the Senate is going to vote on the health care subsidies.
But in terms of the untangling the flights, when do we believe it's going to take a while to get back to normal?
It will only get worse this week. It will only get worse this week because there are rules that the FAA issued last week that the number of flights needs to go down as the week goes on. The fact that the Senate voted doesn't mean anything to the air traffic control system, right? What we need is to pay the air traffic controllers and get them all back in their chairs. So I think it's going to get worse Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Next week it will begin to straighten itself out, but you have to have planes in the right place. You have to have crews in the right place. And so I think it'll be a week from this Thursday.
Before it's back to its normal, horrible. Before we're back to our normal, horrible air travel. Right.
Until
it's as excruciating as usual. Right. Exactly.
And that next Thursday and Friday, not this Thursday and Friday, but a week from this Thursday and Friday, that is the beginning of the Christmas travel season, of the Thanksgiving travel season. So, and we've had some terrible Thanksgivings and Christmases.
You're right.
In the last couple of years.
2 years ago, I had to drive home from Newark, New Jersey, because I couldn't get home. That was the Southwest, was it? Southwest thing?
Yes,
that was
yes,
Christmas
that was
and a
Southwest
half ago.
Yeah. And I was on the phone for 4 hours twice. I was literally on hold for 4 hours twice, also with Southwest, trying to get my family home. So let's keep our fingers crossed that things go back to normal. I don't think attacking...
hold on. I want to interrupt here. So last week, you were about to attack Trump again. Last week, after your segment, we got an email from someone, very respectful email, said, I like the show, love the show, and said, but I, you know, you this has gotten too much politics. And if I blamed you. You know,
the note actually said Charles's puppy has more on the ball than Charles.
No, it was actually very respectful. And I said, listen, when we talk about this stuff, whether we're talking about hamburgers or the Buffalo Bills or the Grizzlies, I'm going to tell you my perspective. And my perspective, I think people know. But we actually try to make this segment. This is not a political segment, generally.
No.
It has veered, and now you're just extraneously coming back to tell Trump again yesterday an odd day. I know, but
air traffic controllers. I'm not the one.
That's fine, but you're choosing what we're talking about here, and you've brought it up twice now.
They're driving DoorDash and donating blood. I think we need to pay them and get them back into
Let me interrupt the political screed just for a moment to discuss something else. Then let's pick something else from your list that is totally non-political. Charles,
$2,000 bonus payment.
Nope. That's why I got it. I'm not going to go to tariffs or the bonus. We're going to go right now to the spider web. And then we'll circle back.
You're going to the spider web.
I'm going to the spider web.
Story of the whole day.
Tell me about the spider. There's no politics involved with the spiders, right?
Oh my God! I think the wind just blew open our front door. That's bad. In a cave.
Yeah. I did see this, but go ahead. Uh-huh.
In a cave the border between Albania and Greece. Cavers followed by scientists found a spider web that is home to 110,000 spiders. That's a spider web that's home to, I don't know, pick a small town, as many people as you know.
Schenectady, New York,
You know, Syracuse, Falls Church. 110,000 spiders. The spider web is 1,000 square feet, sort of mounted to the ceiling and the side of the cave. 1,000 square feet is 100 feet long and 10 feet tall. Imagine from the 20-yard line to the 50-yard line.
Looking for the spiders? Were they just happened
to
be?
No. Cavers discovered it. It's considered the largest. I mean, it's composed of many smaller spider webs. There's two kinds of spiders living in it. 69,000 common house spiders called barn funnel weavers, and 42,000 spiders with a scientific name, P. vegans, that didn't have a common name, and they're living together in harmony. My question, which wasn't really answered in the story, is what do 110,000 spiders eat every day?
That was my
day?
First question that I thought about. How are they surviving? There's not flies coming in there, presumably, right?
That's exactly right. So that's an interesting question. I hope they're really keeping
Now you're breaking up. Down. Did you walk away from your...
I have not done anything. I'm sitting in my chair.
Okay.
I just want to give you the quote from the Hungarian scientist István Urach, who was one of the leaders of the expedition to explore it and understand. You have to experience it to truly know what it feels like.
Spiders aren't my thing. No, spiders aren't. I don't mind them either. Like spiders aren't
but
Drew
there
Hill.
Are people turning off the radio right now.
Oh no, there's people who are really anti-spider. Drew Hill had a brown recluse infestation.
110,000 spiders. So I, to be honest, I don't. And when we find a spider crawling on the wall, I get a plastic Tupperware.
You smush it. You don't smush it.
No, I get a plastic Tupperware and pitch it outside.
Okay,
let me
spiders. I'm really. Snakes drive me crazy. Like, I'm anti-snake. And I know that makes me a bad person. Most snakes are friendly and lovely, and they do good things. Snakes cause me the reaction that spiders cause some people. How are you with snakes?
I'm the same way about snakes as spiders. We don't usually find snakes in our house, but we live adjacent to the...
I mean, I don't execute them. I don't take a hoe out there and chop their heads off, but I do flee. I run if I see a snake.
So I've read a little further. The spiders eat midges, centipedes, scorpions, mites, and beetles that thrive in the cave. The cave is really humid, and the walls are covered in biofilms, which supports a vast... Okay. So there you go. So they are part... I'll be honest. I guess if I were offered the chance, I would go see.
I would not.
The 110,000. Well,
plus, I wouldn't do a cave anyway. I'm claustrophobic. Okay, I'm picking into something else off the list. New home buyers, oldest ever in history. What's happening here?
I mean, this you've been promoting this story for several weeks. This is really, I think, the saddest story in the American economy, and it explains many, many, many other things. They just released new data, actually, I think, a week ago, that shows that the median home buyer for a first-time home, the median age of a person buying a home for the first time
their starter home, a young couple getting started buying their first home is
just reached age 40.
Oh my
age
God.
40. Age 40. And that's
the median, which means there's as many people above than as below. Is that what that means?
Right. That means half the people buying new homes for the first time in their lives
are over 40.
Older than 40. In 1991, when you and I were 30, the median age was 28. And that's the difference. That's completely the difference in a sense of purpose, rootedness, settledness, building up some savings and some equity in your home, right? People buying their first home at 40.
So does this explain something about our economy, or does it reveal something about why is this?
The first thing to say is that from 1991 to 2020, so that is 30 years, 29 years, the age crept up from 28 to 33. So not going in the right direction, but 28-year-olds and 33-year-olds are kind of thinking about the world in the same way.
Yeah.
And if you look at the age of marriage, first wedding, first marriage, it was doing the same thing. So it was going up in line with people forming permanent families. Between 2020 and now, it has gone up 7 years. It has gone up 25% in 5 years, and it went up barely 10% in 30 years. So this is a post-pandemic experience. Here's the other piece of data to know. In 2020, just on the Fish on Friday on Tuesday, just before the pandemic hit, the average home price, the average price of any home sold was $274,000. Not even first homes, any home, $274,000. You can't get a tool shed for $274,000 now. The average home this summer of a household this year, $435,000. So literally not double, but up 60%. And that's a $274,000 home sounds affordable, and a $435,000 home, again, average price, so half the homes sold are over that, sounds out of reach, right? And so that's why the age went from 33 to 40, because 33-year-olds
who can afford a $400,000 home,
right. Yeah. Now, here's another fact that sort of, we're hitting people with a lot of data, but in the last 20 years, first-time home buyers have gone from 20% of the market, from 40% of the market to 20% of the market. So when first-time home buyers fall out, the average price goes up because repeat buyers are 80% of the people. But why is the percent of first-time home buyers falling out? Because rents are high, and when your rent is high, you can't save the down payment. So everything that's happened in real estate since the pandemic hit, people leaving cities to buy homes, then people flooding back into the urban areas and driving up the rents, that's all been bad if you're a 28-year-old. 28-year-olds should not have to live in a house with three other people, to share the rent.
The key here
is really, really, really simple.
More housing. We need more housing.
Trump proposed over the weekend a 50-year mortgage.
Yeah.
That's not the solution. The solution is build more housing and make it possible to build townhouses, row houses, clustered housing, make it possible to build housing that where what you're building is going to be affordable, that you're aiming it at the $200,000, $300,000 market. So that gives people a sense of frustration and a sense that they're not invested in the future, right? Yeah. A house is a joy and a burden.
It's the American dream, man. It's the American dream.
But, but a house
gives you a sense of few minutes left, and we have three different things on your list, all tariff-related. Let's start with the tariff argument before the Supreme Court. The Trump's power to levy these tariffs has been under attack, and there was an argument last week in front of the Supreme Court. What do you want to say about that?
Well, this is a huge case. You can't watch Supreme Court arguments on TV. You can watch the president in the Oval Office. You can watch both the Senate and the House on C-SPAN. The Supreme Court has never permitted cameras in the courtroom.
But you can listen.
You can go sit there. But they do live stream the arguments onto the internet, and you can listen. And so I, of course, arranged my day, meaning I didn't get any work done, to listen to the entire argument. Because this is a key case. Is Donald Trump allowed to impose any tariff he wants at any rate on any country in the nation at any moment and then change it the next day, change it the next week, lift it, alter it, reduce it? And Congress is explicitly in the Constitution given the power to levy tariffs. And Congress is explicitly given the power to tax Americans. So what's fun about listening to the arguments is that you can kind of tell what the Supreme Court justices think, because they really beat up the side that they don't agree with questions. How could you believe that? How can you argue that?
Right.
Bang, 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 bang. And those are nine really smart people, really smart legal, legal minds. And the people arguing the case before the Supreme Court, well, the people putting these cases before the Supreme Court pick the smartest people they can too. So it's fun to listen to in that sense. It's very educational.
Kind of like listening to Fish on Friday on Tuesday, really. The same level of, just gray matter.
And let's be honest, the same level of interruption.
And respectfulness, right? Exactly.
Supreme Court
justices. Same
red.
If you think I interrupt, you should listen to the Supreme Court justices.
Absolutely. They don't let the lawyers even get three sentences out of it.
Right.
They say, yes, counsel, I got that. But I want you to answer my. They often say, I want you to answer.
But
my
anyway, so it seemed like, of the nine, it seemed like five or six of them were like, these tariffs are ridiculous. This is not something that the president is empowered to do unilaterally.
Right. This has nothing to do with the president who's in the White House now. This is not a power presidents have. Presidents don't have the power to levy taxes. We gave that to the elected officials on purpose. And then there was a kind of an interesting question right at the end.
He's elected, by the way. Trump is elected. You said elected officials. You gave it to Congress.
Elected representatives.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't empower one person to determine taxes for everybody in the whole nation.
So what was the thing at the
on
end?
A whim. Well, the key question was asked by Amy Coney Barrett. Okay, let's say we agree with you, counsel, that these tariffs shouldn't be in place. How do we give the money back? What's that going to be like? I don't remember the phrase she used. But
Amy Coney Barrett, of course, proud graduate of Rhodes College here in Memphis, Tennessee.
There you go. So that decision, we are not expected to have to wait till June. It's quite likely, according to the sort of insiders, that the court will try and rule on that before the end of the year.
Does that mean I'm not going to get my $2,000? Does that mean I'm not going to get my $2,000? When am I getting my $2,000?
Donald Trump proposed on Sunday that everybody get. Was it Sunday or yesterday?
I'm becoming a Trump guy. I'm all in on Trump. I just want my $2,000.
Yeah. Would get a $2,000 rebate each person, not even each family. When you do the math on that, it actually comes to three times the amount of money that the tariffs have brought in. So you're talking about borrowing money to give Americans, you're not going to get a $2,000 tariff rebate. I'm going to predict that. And my predictions have such a great track record. Are we going to talk about the tariffs on pasta
we only have about 30 Christmas seconds. Sales. We only have 30 seconds. So pick
Christmas
poison.
Sales this year, the National Retail Federation predicts this every year, expected to hit $1 trillion. That's what we're going to spend between Black Friday
or
maybe the week before Thanksgiving and the end of the year on Christmas stuff. The entire U.S. economy is only $30 trillion. So that means
really?
Americans are predicted to spend
$1 trillion
out of every $30.
So doesn't that suggest some level of optimism that people have if they're out there spending $1 trillion on Christmas?
You're just looking at the number trillion.
I am.
Sales are expected to rise 3.7 to 4.2%, which isn't bad. It's not nothing, but less than last year's 4.3%. I'm kind of nicknaming it the socks and mittens Christmas. This is the Christmas where people will spend, but I think you're going to see under the tree some things that you need rather than just things that are fun.
All right, Charles, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We appreciate it as
Everybody
always.
Have a great
on Twitter
week.
At what is it? At C. Fishman. At C. Fishman.
At C. Fishman
on Twitter.
For
Thank
content.
You. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to crawl on out of here. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Big show for them. Jessica Benson will join in their program, as will Dane Bradshaw and Frank Bonner. Tim Murray will be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Networks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.